Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Light of the World, Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. As you drive toward Las Vegas, you can't miss the sparkling, flashing lights. They call to tourists, drawing them to spend money on casinos, shows, and restaurants. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells believers that we are to let our light shine. Through our words and actions, we glorify God and draw people to Jesus' love. As we work with little children, we have many opportunities to let our light shine. When a student yet again grabs another's toy, your gentle correcting words sparkle with Jesus' light. Praying and singing and talking about Jesus through the day glisten with God's unending grace. Encouraging words to parents and fellow workers shimmer with Jesus' love, and the lights multiply as our students learn to let their faith shine. We are truly blessed that reflecting Jesus' love to the people around us is part of our job description. There are days, hours, and minutes when our lights flicker. Our world is not a perfect one, and we also are far from faultless. We look inward and realize that all too often we cover our lights. How fortunate for us that we have the perfect light to reignite us. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, Jesus declared to his disciples in John chapter 8. Through that perfect light, our failings are wiped out. We start again. A loss of electricity can darken the Vegas lights, but through the faith the Holy Spirit gives us, our lights shine on. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," in Matthew. We aren't just like lights, we are lights. God has made us lights. That is our identity as Christians. As we go about our daily lives, God's love will be reflected through us. That's what he promises. That's what he does. We pray. Dear Savior, thank you for making me your light. Guide me each day to reflect your love to the people around me. Forgive me and strengthen me daily. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.